Well, the Missouri House next week, it could be as early as Monday. Of course, bills can be rearranged, but it looks like as early as possibly Monday, they could take up the House legislation. It's called the Private College Campus Protection Act. And essentially, folks, what it would do is it would allow private colleges to employ police officers who would take the oath of office, and they would complete police officer training to obtain a peace officer license. And the key word here is may, which we'll touch on. The colleges, private colleges, would be allowed to do that. I'm Brian Helsworth, and joining me to talk about it is a gentleman who is a strong advocate for it. His name is Kurt McDonald. He is the operation head for crisis management at College of the Ozarks, which is in Point Lookout down near Branson. Mr. McDonald, thanks for your time. I think the key word in that, really one word in that bill, is may or shall. Doesn't require schools to do it, gives them the opportunity. Your thoughts?
It's specifically written into the bill as voluntary. No school will be required to do it. It is strictly on a voluntary basis.
When you look at College of the Ozarks, you had mentioned to me your worry, your concern, and why you're supporting the bill is the, quote, too often threat of active shooters. Can you elaborate on that?
That's correct. In this day and time, actually last year, in part of 17 and the first part of 2018, there was a school shooting every month from October through June, except for 1 month, which is terrible. For us at College of the Ozarks, it is all about response time. Our first responders is our Sheriff's Department, who are very good. They're well-trained sheriffs, and they report as a first responder to our college in case of an active shooter incident. But they are 30 minutes away.
So the deputies, God forbid something like that were to happen, that's your point. The deputies are in Forsyth. You're down in Point Lookout, and that's how far away?
That's probably a 30-minute trip. For them to come from Forsyth, Missouri, over to Point Lookout, which is south of Branson.
And again, this is nothing. You're not criticizing. In fact, you're praising the deputies. Your concern is the distance, and that's a big factor with being 30 minutes away. Have you heard any opposition, any concern from people that don't like the idea?
Well, there are a few that don't like it. I'm not really sure why they don't like it. Several representatives have expressed a concern. Police chiefs have expressed a concern, but I'm really not sure why. Public, state, and community colleges already have this ability to man their own police departments. So it's interesting. I'm not sure why that they are in opposition of it. It's a great bill, I thought.
And final question, I think, to kind of elaborate and clarify this particular bill, it would simply allow, doesn't require, it would allow private colleges and universities, such as College of the Ozarks, to employ police officers as their security. We're not talking about night watchmen, et cetera. These would be actually police officers who obtain a peace officer license. Am I reading the bill correctly?
That is absolutely correctly.
Is there anything you'd like to add? You're pretty passionate about this, I can tell.
Well, I was, because of, you know, the activity, the increase in activity of the active shooters. And I don't want to be the person that calls a parent in the loss of a student. And this is a way that we can put another level of protection by being our own first responders. And the local sheriff's department will still be able to have jurisdiction on our campus, but we can immediately go to the call, go offensive in the first minutes when one of these crises happens.
Very good. And you're hearing the same thing from me, because obviously if you look at the House calendar, it's listed as the first bill. That doesn't mean they'll take it up first on Monday, but they could. They could always rearrange it. But it looks like it's going to come up.
I hope it does, and I hope it goes well for Representative Justice in that debate. It's just a great bill. I don't know when it's not a good time, you know, to protect our children on our campuses. I mean, safety is everything for us, and this is a way that we can attain that better level of safety.